And if you had three or four of them, you might say, I have three or four.
We said pigs or hogs.
No, trough. If you had three or four
troughs. Troughs.
Okay. Are there special names for a hog that's grown up wild that hasn't been? Or is it just a hog?
In this country, it was a razorback hog, which was a derivative from the Spanish picayune, the small hogs that were brought over from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And the island of Bermuda was named for hogs in a sense, because Juan Bermudez, one of the early comers to the New World, later got his own command. And Bermudez was blown off course going for Havana, and his ship was wrecked on the islands, and they called them Hog Islands. These pigs swam ashore, and the people of Carolina and New England would go over to the later the Summer Islands, Summer, from the settlement of the Virginia colony. And they would go over and pickle brine hog meat from Bermuda. And later it was named Bermuda for Juan Bermudez, who had originally shipwrecked there with the hogs.
Okay. Right, a couple more things. How about the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? You might say it began to...
A cat will meow.
A calf, sorry.
Oh, a calf.
A calf.
Bellow.
Bellow, okay. How about a very gentle noise that a cow makes during feeding time? Are you familiar? Yeah.
Hmm?
I was just asking, like, if you're familiar with that, different names
for
these noises.
What names do you
Something
have?
Like, all right, well, there's moo, right?
Mm-hmm, that's a cow mew talking to you.
Okay, low?
No.
Okay, no. How about a horse?
Whinny.
Yeah.
Horse or whinny. Or snort.
Okay.
They'll blow through their nostrils
right,
and snort at you.
Right. Okay, if you're going to feed all the hens and turkeys and geese and all those kinds of animals, you're going out to feed what type of animals?
The livestock.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Or the birds.
Mm-hmm. What's that name for birds? Do you use anything else? Just birds? Fowl?
You usually wouldn't say fowl.
Okay.
We say I'm going out to feed the chickens and the turkeys and the ducks.
Okay. What's a hen? It's a nest of eggs called. If she's waiting for the eggs.
A clutch here is the word you have.
Yeah, cluck. It says here setting hen.
A setting hen will set on a setting of eggs.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Okay. Where's the place that the chicken live?
Chicken house.
Chicken house.
Or chicken shed.
Okay. What do you call, lots of kids play this game, when you eat a large, when you eat a hen or a chicken, there's a certain part that the children like to have so they can pull it apart. Do you have a name for that, a certain bone?
The wish bone.
Uh-huh.
And the one that gets the longest piece makes a wish and it's supposed to come true.
Right.
The one with the short piece, he's been talked out of it.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart?
And the gizzard.
That's what you call it? That's the collective term? Gizzard?
The gizzard.
Uh-huh.
We called it the sweetmeats for a long time.
Uh-huh. How about any others you can think of offhand?
Besides sweetmeat, gizzard, heart, liver?
Heart slit?